I'm joined today by Meg Mosley, the debut author of the upcoming novel, When Sparrows Fall. Hi, Meg. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you for having me.
When Sparrows Fall is your first novel. Tell me a bit about the novel and what inspired Miranda's story.
When Sparrows Fall is the story of a widowed homeschool mom who faces severe consequences when she tries to break away from a cult-like church. My inspiration for the novel came when I started to see some extreme elements in homeschooling circles start to practice some beliefs that actually lead parents away from the very freedom that they should be finding in homeschooling.
Like Miranda, you have personally homeschooled. Now, this has been a popular movement. What advantages have you seen in the homeschooling movement, and what elements might you question?
I love homeschooling, and I love homeschoolers. I did homeschool for over 20 years, so I've seen the good and the bad. Some of the advantages are that you have one-on-one time with your kids. You have as much freedom and educational excellence as you are equipped to provide. But on the other hand, some of the advantages can become problems. For instance, when you're protecting children from bad influences, that can turn into unhealthy isolation. And if that isolation and protection goes on too long, sometimes you have young adults, especially young women, who are still being treated like children. There are some homeschoolers who don't allow women to work outside the home or go to college or even vote. Most of these women and their daughters have never even known any form of independence, really. And what concerns me even more than that, though, is the way the gospel tends to take a back seat to man-made rules.
Now, do you know anyone who has been involved in an isolated, spiritually legalistic community like the one that Mason heads up? And can you see some good in such groups, and what dangers do you identify?
Yes, I have known some people in very similar groups, nothing exactly like that, but the good, I think, comes from people who are honestly trying to do the best thing for their family. They sincerely love God, they sincerely love their families, and they are trying to do the right thing. But when that turns into a performance-based religion, everything goes haywire. And some of the people that I know have broken free to get into healthier Christian communities. Some of them are still involved in groups like that and don't understand what they're doing to their families. And unfortunately, I know some who have even left Christianity after having been burned by this legalistic lifestyle.
Now, the character of Jack is such a perfect counterbalance to Miranda, ideal for the romantic tension that develops in the book. And he has an interesting perspective on how he believes God communicates or doesn't communicate with people today. What kind of background do you think makes up a person with beliefs like he has?
Jack has a healthy skepticism about people who claim to hear messages from God. I think an attitude like his could come from just about any background, but in his case, it's because he wasn't raised in fundamentalist Christianity. He was raised in a mainstream denomination that simply doesn't believe that God speaks to people today. And then his education taught him to demand intellectual honesty, but that same honesty, in the end, makes him realize that God is God and he can speak in any way he chooses.
And finally, at the center of the novel is the story of Miranda's children and her commitment to keeping them safe. As a mother, share with me how you can identify with Miranda's determination and where the two of you perhaps diverge.
I would like to start with where the two of us diverge. Except for a few years of underground homeschooling before the laws changed in our favor, I have never tried to live off the grid, and I've never seen the government as my adversary, as Miranda does. I've never lived under the kind of abusive leadership that she experienced either. But I do identify with her in many ways. I think any normal mother wants to keep her children safe and happy and heaven-bound. But every normal mother is human. We all make mistakes. There are no perfect parents. My husband and I are still trying to figure out how to be good parents, and our children are all grown. But what it all comes down to, I think, is the grace of God in everything we do. That's all we have. We have the grace of God, and we have each other's forgiveness when we mess up, and we will, because we're sinners. That's all God has to work with, is sinners.
I've been speaking with Meg Mosley, the debut author of the upcoming novel, When Sparrows Fall. Meg, thanks again for your time.
Thank you. You too. It's been a pleasure.